With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Parts of the east are getting hammered by fierce weather to start off the week.
The powerful coastal storm continues to bring heavy rain from eastern New York into southern Canada and gusty winds from the mid-Atlantic through New England, with snow forecast from the Great Lakes to western Pennsylvania into interior New York. Tens of thousands are without power in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. According to poweroutage.us, over the weekend, states further down the coast had power outages. Motorists stranded by floodwaters in South Carolina's Georgetown community had to be rescued, according to authorities. More than 9 inches of rain fell between Charleston and Myrtle Beach. In Florida, several outdoor celebrations had to be canceled. I'm Julie Walker.
The presidential motorcade was leaving Biden campaign headquarters in Wilmington, Delaware last night when a sedan slammed into a Secret Service vehicle that was guarding an intersection and then tried to drive through that closed intersection. Secret Service agents surrounded the offending vehicle, arresting the driver. Neither the president nor the first lady was hurt. Also at SRNnews.com, on the Korean Peninsula, tensions are running high. South Korea says the North Koreans have fired another intercontinental ballistic missile into the sea.
As North Korea continues to refine and add to its arsenal of nuclear weapons, South Korea and the United States are stepping up their defense of the region. This launch marks the latest spat in the ongoing tensions between the two sides. On Friday, U.S. and South Korean officials met in Washington to update their contingency plans for how to respond to a North Korean nuclear attack.
And that's the BBC's Gene McKenzie reporting from Seoul. Stocks are higher on Wall Street, the Dow up 31 points, and NASDAQ ahead 33. This is SRN News. Do you have a soul?
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 83% of Americans say yes, they do believe they have a soul. 81% also say they think there's a spiritual world beyond the physical, even if we cannot see it. However, only about one-third of respondents say they feel they've actually had a personal encounter with a spirit or an unseen spiritual force. 74% agree with the statement, quote, "Some things can't be explained by science." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist Churches had a 5-year window to leave the denomination over disputes involving gay marriage and LGBT ordination. That window closes December 31st, but results are in. One quarter of all UMC congregations in the U.S. have received permission to leave the denomination. That's more than 5,000 this year and more than 7,000 deciding to leave since 2019. This is SRN News. A Confederate memorial is to be removed from Arlington National Cemetery in Northern Virginia in the coming days.
This statue was unveiled in 1914. It's a bronze woman high up on a pedestal with a plow stock and pruning hook, along with the figure of a black woman depicted as Mammy holding a child and a slave following his owner into battle. It was one of many symbols of the Confederacy recommended for removal, but some 40 House Republicans have written to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin objecting to the plan to move it to a national park in Virginia. They say it represents national unity. Safety fencing's already surrounding the memorial. Officials at Arlington National Cemetery say the work should be done by the end of the week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Israel today, consulting with the Israelis amid the ongoing war with Hamas. More details, SRNnews.com.